This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The amazing boy who endured not only the loss of a life support respirator, but 25 hours without food or water, lived 5 days beyond what hospital administrators predicted and died early Saturday morning in Liverpool, England. The main judge that denied Alfie Evans everything from dying at home to a trip to Italy for diagnosis is now facing stern ridicule. The judge, without any medical degree, not only declared that Alfie had no brain and was no longer human, but made medical statements of fact, apparently without information to support those statements. The judge is now being assailed for other prejudicial and inflammatory statements. Italy is officially denouncing actions leading to Alfie's lack of diagnosis or treatment and death. This is Life News Radio.
A culture of life is like a bright city on a hill. Just as people in 1890 might have had difficulty imagining today's cities, so it may be today in imagining a culture of life. But it starts with more than imagination. It starts with the moral commitment to offer the highest regard to the gift of God hidden within each human life. Let's become the culture of life.
The Trump administration's new State Department report on global human rights now clearly says abortion is not a human right. Ambassador Michael Kozak says that while the term reproductive rights has taken on a rhetorical acceptance of abortion, it has never and does not now legally include abortion. However, likely due to entrenched activists still at work within the State Department, Kozak included in his report a tacit acceptance of sodomy and non-reproductive sexuality. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.